am Mario Cotto, KCRW DJ, and I'm here with one of the most exciting new DJ producers to emerge in the last couple of years, Mr. Daniel Avery. Hello, sir.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you so much for taking time out of your what I imagine is just an amazingly hectic schedule right now. You've been having a pretty whirlwind year, and that Drone Logic is here. The record drops today, yes?
It's out today, yeah. It's crazy to finally say that, but it's out today.
How's it feel to put it out there?
It feels amazing. It also feels a touch bizarre because it's something I've been working on for the past year quite solidly, and then to finally have people have it in their hands, it's an amazing feeling, really. Yeah.
Wonderful. How's the buzz so far? What have the reactions been to the record?
I've been totally blown away by everything so far. It's the reviews have all been, you know, way beyond what I could have hoped for, and the reactions from people from all over the world, which has been the nicest thing for me. You know, just something that I made in a tiny little shipping container in East London during last winter is now being heard by a lot of people all over the place, and being played by a lot of different DJs, it would seem. So, yeah, it's a really exciting time.
Wait, so you recorded this record in a shipping container?
Yeah, I rented a shipping container last winter, right down by the water in East London. So you could, it's literally next to the Thames, and you could see the City of London, the financial district across the water, and it had incredible sunsets and sunrises. It was really freezing cold, but I really felt like I was in London when I made the record, which is something I wanted to do, and it was a pretty, I think, in retrospect, quite a special place to make the record.
That's amazing. So is that shipping container, was it like a one use only? Like you sorted it out as a studio and now it's not that anymore? Or is it?
Someone else has it as a studio now. I just rented it for a little time. There's a few down there. It's a cool little space, actually. Artists have them, and there's one next door, Westall, a guy makes cellos. And yes, yeah. Wild place down there, like kind of hidden away from most things in London, but it's a really little nice little creative community down there.
Just for any newcomers to the record, to your sound, what would you say are a couple of points of reference or influences on this record?
It's based in the nightclub, in techno nightclubs is how I describe to people, but it definitely has some acid house influences in there, I think. I feel as if it's a very British record now that I listen to it, and I've had a few people say that to me. I think there's definitely a lot of early acid house references, and then I think groups like the Chemical Brothers were a big influence on it. But I think also what's been a really big reference point for me is a lot of British psychedelic music, and I don't mean that just in like this, you know, like San Francisco psych way, as much as I love that. I mean the kind of shoegaze. That's really for me what my favorite kind of psychedelic music, like dreamy shoegaze music. And I wanted to get a lot of those reference points on this record. So it's definitely based within the nightclub, but I let a lot of my other influences flood into it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic sound, and it sounds like something new. It stands apart for sure, and I'm super grateful for it. I think it's fantastic. You've started fairly recently. How long have you been making music right now?
I'd say seriously for maybe about 4 years. I've always kind of dabbled with music, but it only really been a hobby up until probably more recently than that. It became, probably 4 years, I'd say, seriously, doing this, what I'm doing now anyway.
Well, it's been pretty amazing to start working and then be championed by, you know, titans like Alkin and Weatherall. What has that been like?
I think absolutely crazy. The nicest thing about it is that those two DJs were the first two DJs who I really latched onto as a kid, because before them I would have said that I didn't particularly like dance music because I just hadn't found the dance music that appealed to me. To me, it was just really commercial stuff that I'd heard in my hometown, or was just music that I didn't like particularly. It was only through people like them who I felt shared similar reference points to me at the time. Like, you know, like I heard them play like post-punk records or more guitar, like, you know, New Order records. From there, I found what else they were doing with within electronic music, and it just opened my mind to so much. So yeah, the fact that those two were have been my the biggest champions of me has been an amazing feeling, really, because it kind of feels like a nice full circle in many ways.
Totally. Now you're part of this sort of camp right now over at Fantasy that includes like this new, like, Nadia Kasaiba, is that right? And
Conan right,
Moccasin.
Yep.
What do you think is going on over there right now at Fantasy?
I really feel at home with Fantasy. One, because it's Errol's label, and I've always trusted his taste. And what I also like about it is that clearly it's not just a dance music label. Mm-hmm. It's all. I think there's a common thread that runs through it, which is obviously Errol's taste, but I think it has a lot more to it as well. I think they all have. Generally, like something like a record like Babe Terror and Conan Moccasin and my thing, they're obviously not from the same genre, but I do think they all have a kind of, here's that word again, but I think they all have a kind of psychedelic edge to them. And I think that's really important to nearly everything that comes out on Fantasy generally. And that's why I feel so at home there. And wait till you hear the next stuff that's coming out on the label. It's like, it's only getting better and better. There's a new guy called Ghost Culture, who's the next release on the label, that I think is going to blow some minds out there. It's and Errol's first solo stuff.
Right.
So it's a really exciting time for the label. I'm really happy to be a part of it.
I feel like you have definitely been ushering in this wave for sure. Can you just give everybody a quick rundown of where people can find you? I know that you had that Fabric mix. Are you still mixing at Fabric as well? Or?
Yeah. So I'm a resident of Fabric in London. I play all over the place at the moment. If anyone needs to check out where I'm playing next, my website is danielavery.co.uk. I should be back in the States before too long as well. So. I'm looking forward to getting back out there.
Yeah, we gotta have to have you come by the station and do a set for a bit.
Definitely, man. I'll be there next time.
Wonderful. And what about the Rinse FM show?
When's I'm really, really happy to be a part of Rinse FM. Like, radio was such a big deal for me growing up. I learned late night radio. I learned so much about music from it. So it's really great to have my own radio show now. It's once a month, rinse.fm, and it's a chance for me to just explore loads of different things from my world, club music, but also things that affect my head in other ways, really. So it's been a great pleasure. I've been having some great guests on, and I'm really, really happy to be doing it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Daniel Avery. Continued success. Drone Logic out now.
Thank you so much, man. Cheers.